We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
I'm a donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes, you are a donkey.
I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Donkey today for Tuesday, January 30th, goes to a Chicago man named Muhammad Workhu. I think I pronounced his name right. Salute to everybody in Chicago. Now, this is a very interesting story to me because a motto that I live by is something my grandmother and mother always told me, and that is, manners will take you where money won't. I believe that wholeheartedly. I think that it costs nothing to be kind, and people will always remember how you made them feel, okay? People will forget things you did, they will forget things you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Remember that. Okay, when I tell you this story, I tell all the youngins around me, all my nieces and nephews, when you're working with people, what you want to be said about you when you leave them is that you are a pleasure to work with, because once again, manners will take you where money won't. That's right. Bad manners close open doors. Good manners will make you matter in life. Your manners open doors that, you know, your beauty can open and buy you things your money can't. Okay. And this brother Muhammad Workhu clearly believes the same. See, Muhammad is a bank robber, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I can confidently call him a bank robber because he robbed two banks. Okay, once is a coincidence, twice is a pattern, and he did it twice. But he didn't just do it. See, he walked into one bank with a note that said, "Pay it back soon." And then less than 72 hours after he was acquitted of, and this was less than 72 hours after he was acquitted of committing a similar bank robbery, okay? Gather around, let me tell you the story. See, 2 years ago, Muhammad Warkhu walked into a local bank and pressed a note against the glass that read, "Give me the money, please! Thank you." And he left with $595. He was found about a half hour later with about $100 less in the note that said, "Give me the money, please, thank you," still in his possession, okay? But let me tell you why our court system is flawed. Because in court, Warkhu's attorney argued that even though he committed a crime, it did not amount to robbery because she said robbery involves stealing something by force or intimidation. So his attorney, Mary Judge, claimed there was no implicit or explicit threats of any kind. Who knew you could go into a bank, just be nice, just be polite, and ask for what you want, and you shall receive it? Well, look at this. If you have ever been refused credit or a loan, all you had to do was be nice. If you got a history of mispayments or possible fraudulent activity on your life, don't worry about it. You can still get a loan. Just smile and say, "Give me all the money, please." Okay? By the way, a jury agreed with his lawyer. Warkhu, who's 31 years old, was released from custody this past Friday. So on Monday afternoon, armed with his new knowledge of the judicial system, empowered by the fact that he didn't do anything wrong because he was nice about it, he then walked into another bank and handed an employee a note that said, "Please give me the money. I'll pay it back soon. Banker's gift." Yes, G-I-F-E. I don't know if he was trying to spell give or gift, but he said banker's gift, G-I-F-E. I don't know what he meant. Was it gift to give? Anyway, banker's gift me in advance. Well, it worked again. And the bank teller gave Warkhu more than $2,000 and allowed him to walk out before calling the police. First of all, drop on the clues bomb for that bank teller. I'm so glad you didn't try to be a hero because that bank ain't dying for you. Okay, Chase is simply the name of a bank. It is not an action you should do when someone robs one. Okay, just let them walk away. Now, let me continue to explain this story. The teller described Warkhu as wearing a surgical mask, neon green gloves, and a neon green winter cap. Investigators later found surveillance footage of a man wearing, guess what? The green hat, the gloves, and buying clothing in a backpack at a nearby Target store. So they arrested him just about half an hour after the alleged robbery with $200 less than what he had been given at the bank. Okay, you know how I know Muhammad doesn't think he's committing any crimes? Because in both cases, he didn't try to get rid of any evidence. Still wearing the clothes he committed the crime in, still holding on to the note that he used to commit the crime, and now he is set to be charged with both bank robbery and bank theft, which do not require force or intimidation. His lawyer, who got him off initially, Mary Judge, says that this is a more appropriate charging decision. In fact, she said, because of the jury's not guilty verdict, I believe the government is now charging both bank robbery and bank theft in a case where there is not evidence of force or threat of force. I think they have to throw the book at the man. Simply because you have to make an example, or you're going to have a generation of polite, well-mannered crooks, right? Thinking they can get away with crimes simply by saying please and thank you. And that's not how any of this works. Because here's the thing, people. Judge others on how they act, not what they say. Folks can say anything. Remember what I said earlier? People will forget, you know, what you said, okay? But they won't forget how you made them feel. You have to follow that up with actions if you have manners. And you say please and thank you, but then do something foul. That's not good manners, okay? Having good manners, being polite, helpful, and respectful to others shows you have self-respect. But robbing someone after you say please and thank you shows you do not. Please give Muhammad Warkhu the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
It's kind of like when folks say no disrespect, but. But I think instead of saying no disrespect, you should just be like, please, may I disrespect you? Please, may I please disrespect you? I'll apologize for it later.
No.
That's what it feels like.
Mm. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
All right, now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Shout out to Michael Blackson, comedian, you know, friend to the room. He put a question out yesterday. He says, is it appropriate for your homie to ask your girlfriend how she is doing? All right, 800-585-1051.
In what context?
Does it matter?
Yeah, if me and my significant other are together and my homeboy walks up and he gives me a pound, And he said, what's up, man? And he turns to my wife and says, yo, how are you?
No.
That's fine.
I think he meant on the phone.
That's what I said. What context?
Oh, checking up on her. So that's like your homie reaching out to your girl, your wife, and saying, hey, how you doing? That is the context. Without you involved.
Why is he doing that? Like, is she sick? Like, was there a car accident? Like, did she just have a baby? Like, what is the reason she's doing that? Well, because that can happen on social media, right? If you know, like, if you see your homie's significant other on social media and you know something happened, and you send a DM like, yo, you good? Or you see her post something in the story and you reply back, oh, you doing better? How you feeling? Mm. I'm saying context matters. And I need to know more context.
Yeah, it does. 800-585-1051. Because, you know, the first thing you think is like, hell no, my homie shouldn't be reaching out to nobody.
Y'all insecure. You just jump insecure.
But when you think about it, like you said, if somebody gets into a car crash, you'd be like, hey, just checking up on you. Are you okay? Or if somebody just had a baby, yeah, hey, congratulations.
If I saw you, if I see my homeboy's girl out and about, I'm not going to say, oh, what's up? How are you?
Just, right.
What? Come on, man. I need more context.
Well, let's discuss.
He didn't give no context?
He didn't give no context. That's all he said. That was his context. That's all he said.
Okay.
That's all he said. But let's have this conversation. 800-585-1051. That's all he said. Is it cool for your homie to hit you up, hit up your girl and ask her how she's doing? Hit her up, I would assume, on the phone. But let's discuss. 800-585-1051. Would you have a problem with it? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.